This program is presented by Zeeland Lumber and Supply. Good afternoon, and welcome to the At Home Show on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC. We'll bring you the latest trends and tips to improve where you live with leaders in the home improvement industry. The At Home Show is presented by Zeeland Lumber and Supply. Build. Trust. And now, here's your host of the At Home Show, Mark VandenBosch.
And welcome to the At Home Show here on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC. Your host, Mark VandenBosch, with you. And, you know, it's so good to be back with you after being gone for a few weeks. I'm excited to chat again with leaders in our industry and to share what's happening in building products. Today, we're going to put a focus on outdoor living. We've got CJ Brueker. He's the Zeeland Lumber and Standard Lumber expert in decking and railing. And I've been trying to get CJ on the show for many, many months. Finally, he was able to come on board and make it happen. And CJ, appreciate you joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so, you know, our listeners, and if you're listening for the first time or the first time in a long time, all we want to do is share what's relevant in the marketplace. You know, you may be a professional builder, a remodeler, or a homeowner, and we want to share information that may help guide you, whether you're building decks or building homes for a living, or whether you're doing it as an owner yourself. CJ is going to kind of help us discuss the exterior products, and specifically we're going to talk about decking. And so kind of just give you a little vision on where we're going on this show. CJ and I will be discussing kind of what's happening in the market. We're going to talk a little bit about trends. We're going to unpack some of the well-known brands that are out there, and they'll give you some helpful tips as you grow your business or as you remodel your home. Maybe you're building a new deck, putting on a deck for the first time. So, CJ, with that said, you know, what are you seeing out there as it relates to just decking activity in the state of Michigan, kind of the geographic footprint that you spend your time?
We're definitely seeing a lot of composite in the last few years. I would say, yeah, quite a bit of composite rather than treated lumber. I think the market's kind of shifting over to more composites, homeowners especially. You got builders all over that are kind of interested in composite now. So you're kind of seeing that all throughout Michigan is people going more towards composite.
Yeah, and it's interesting that you share that because we've seen such a tremendous demand for decking coming out of kind of that initial wave of the pandemic here 3-4 years ago. And decking was really tough to get. Treated was really tough to get. The last 12 months, we've seen some relief as it relates to the availability of decking. Now, CJ, we have this kind of, I would say, hurdle as it relates to going from a treated wood deck up to a composite. You know, there's a myth, and maybe we need to shatter the myth on our show today, but that you're going to spend a tremendous amount more and that investment level just is kind of a headwind as it relates to folks jumping into that. What are some of the composite decking companies doing to kind of address that challenge?
I would say what's nice about the composite world is you got tons of different options out there for homeowners, for contractors, anybody getting into the composite market. There's different price points, different profiles. So it kind of fits everybody's needs, which is good.
Yeah, if you look at the development of composite, and you know, we can talk about Trex and we can talk about TimberTech, both leading brands, the top two brands in the marketplace, they have actually diversified their product portfolio. So it's not like, hey, I'm just getting a Trex deck. Within Trex decking, for example, there's a range of products that can fit really any investment level. Maybe we can talk a little bit about those different products, you know, starting with, you know, what is the first level? If you're saying, hey, listen, I'd consider going composite, but I really don't have an appetite to spend the long dollar, you know, where do you start in a Trex portfolio?
So there's multiple different groups that you can start in. So Trex has a Trex Enhance if you're just getting into the composite, and then they go to a select version, and then they got multiple lines, the Transcend line, and then they got a Lineage and Signature. So there's a big group of them. And you can also get into fascia. You can match your fascia on your deck. So there's multiple avenues that you can do.
If you are just tuning in, you're listening to the At Home Show here on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC. Maybe you're listening to the podcast, which you can find at WHTC.com. Go to the podcast section and check out the At Home Show, where we've got this episode as well as multiple episodes on multiple product categories. We've got CJ Brucker, and we're unpacking the exterior decking category, outdoor living, and we've seen such a demand for it here in the last couple of years. You know, CJ, Trex has done a great job of like understanding the customer needs, and addressing the overall cost of ownership. And although you may invest, and I love this topic, CJ, I'm glad we started on it, but you know, that's really the myth that we got to crack, is that the wood decking is that much less expensive. It's actually interesting if you think about the lifetime of ownership of a deck, once you factor in all of the maintenance that's involved with wood, the replacement of wood, you actually can get to a place where composites really aren't that much more, or if you're even at the, call it the enhanced level, it may be actually less.
Yeah, definitely. I'd say the investment in composite is definitely worth it, what I'm seeing. There's multiple warranties out there that they have now, too, with the composite decking. Starts at 25-year, goes all the way to 50-year if you get into those lines. So definitely you want to get the barbecue out and not the sander out.
Nicely done. You know, and then TimberTech actually has a great menu of products as well. They have composite decking, but also PVC decking. Can you talk a little bit about the PVC and the composite in the TimberTech line?
Yeah, TimberTech has a composite line, which is a very good line. They got multiple different series in that. Starts with the grooved, and then they got the solid edge boards for picture framing. You see that a lot happening on decks. And then you also have the PVC line, which is getting very popular. It's lighter weight than the composite, and that's kind of the higher lined TimberTech product, which is getting very popular right now.
Yeah, so you've got Trex, you've got TimberTech as an option. You know, certainly we sell and folks want treated decking, and that's going to be around forever, right? It's just the way it is, and it's not bad. It's just that with the advancement of composite decking, the technology that's out there is just amazing in the options in terms of color, the option in terms of like wood graining, and the options in terms of investment level. I would say the affordability of that decking is better than it ever has been. Now, CJ, I would like to crack a couple other myths that are out there. You know, one of those that I'm thinking of is this idea of, wow, this deck is going to be super hot and I can't walk on it without shoes. What's your kind of thought on that piece?
So Trex and TimberTech are both kind of jumping to the punch on this, and they're starting to come out with the cooling technology boards. We actually went to both factories last year, and we got to see how they make the deck boards, which is actually really sweet. So the process that they put into these boards and trying to cool them off was pretty remarkable. So a lot of good things that they're doing in the market with these boards, trying to get them a little bit cooler. So if you got the sun, you know, blasting on your deck, you know, for 8 hours, they're trying to come up with a solution for that. So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting in relation to like how they address that challenge. And let's be real, depending on where your deck is and if the environment is such that there are no trees around and it's a large deck and it's in the middle of the summer, it's going to be hot no matter what. But what Trex and TimberTech is doing is they're developing boards. One product that Trex has is called Lineage that actually is cooler than the normal composite decking that's out there. If that's something that's important to you as a homeowner, as a remodeler, as a builder, then Trex Lineage is one of those products to check out. CJ, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to further unpack some myths. We're going to talk a little bit about what's happening here in the future and talk more on outdoor living. Stay with us. You're listening to The At-Home Show here on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC. Welcome back to the At Home Show. Hope you are enjoying your day, whatever it is that you may be doing. We are thankful you're tuning in to the At Home Show, where we bring to you the latest on the building industry. Today's topic is a great one. It's on decking, and we've got CJ Brueker, who is the sales leader for decking and railing for Zeeland Lumber and Standard Lumber, and he's a wealth of knowledge. It's just been fun having you on the show, CJ, and we're kind of like cracking some myths, if you will, right? I mean, the initial myth in segment one, we were talking about the whole idea that, boy, to jump to composite, and the affordability is just not there, and our conversation kind of surrounded about, you know, kind of breaking those myths down. If you missed that, please go to the podcast, the At Home Show, WHTC. Check out the At Home Show podcast, and you'll learn more about how the industry really is addressing that myth. Then we talked a little bit about the idea that decking is so hot on your feet. And, you know, CJ, if conditions are right, I don't care what you're walking on, whether it's a treated wood deck or a composite deck, it's going to be hot.
Yeah, exactly. You definitely want to go with, you know, some of the lighter colors. Like I said, if you got sun that's hitting it all day, either you want to get something with lighter colors or you would want to upgrade to the Trex Lineage decking or the PVC in the AZAC line.
Yeah, a couple good solutions. Now, our listeners may be interested in learning more or jumping online. Can you give the websites for both Trex and TimberTech?
Yes, if you go to www.trex.com, you can check out all their products, their composite deck boards, their railing, and so that's Trex's website. TimberTech is timbertech.com. You can check out all they have, too. So, yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, and if you also, there's a bunch of information on Zeeland Lumber's website and Standard Lumber. StandardCompanies.com is the website for Standard, but a lot of information as it relates to not only this category, but all of the categories that we sell. Now, CJ, the question that I have is one that maybe our listeners are thinking through is they have an existing deck and they want to replace it with composite decking and railing. You know, what are you seeing out there as you meet with leaders, with remodelers, with decking contractors as it relates to, like, what does that process look like? Is it an automatic, hey, we tear the deck and the whole framing off and start from zero? Or do we always just tear the decking off, put composite decking on top of it? Or is it somewhere in between? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, definitely. So usually what I'm seeing is, if you're investing in a composite deck, you want to make sure that you have a good treated system, you know, underneath. If it's been, you know, 10 years, 15 years, usually you can get away with, you know, using the frame yet, and that's what I've seen before. You start to get into the 25 to 30-year-old frames on these decks, and it's worth the investment to put a new frame on your deck at that point, just because you're investing in composite decking and you don't want to have to redo it later. So kind of just what I've been seeing is a little bit of both. So, yeah, I would say if you're investing in it, I would definitely do that.
Yeah, and what I'm thinking is what I'm hearing from you is that really it's a case-by-case basis. You know, if you're feeling good about your frame, you throw a level on there and it's level, then and it's a newer, call it 10 years-ish, then go ahead and go down that road. If it's not, then it's you might as well just rip the whole thing off and start over, and you're spending thousands of dollars on it. Make it right, correct?
Correct. Absolutely. And
so we've talked a little bit about TimberTech. We've talked a little bit about Trex, about decking. You know, I want to talk about railing for much of the rest of the show. But before we do that, you had mentioned the grooved, the solid edge boards. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the fastener trends that are out there and what folks are doing as it relates to composite decks. Are they face screwing the top, or are they doing a hidden fastener kind of a look?
Mostly what I see is the hidden fasteners. You know, people don't like to see any type of screws, you know, on your main deck area. So I see a lot of hidden fasteners. They kind of go right over the joist and you zip them down. They're super easy to use. And then what I see is people picture framing with the solid edge boards around their deck. And then we use a Cortex with a hidden plug system, which is very nice too. So that's the most common what I see.
Again, if you're going to invest in that look, having the hidden fasteners really complements that system and makes it look almost like a wood floor, but on the outside. And that's what we talk about a ton is like it's bringing your inside living into the outside space.
Correct.
Now let's talk a little bit about railing, right? There the options on railing are endless, but there's one railing kind of system that we're seeing more and more often. That's at that aluminum black railing system. Talk a little bit about the aluminum black railing system, but then let's unpack some of the other options that you're seeing more and more demand for.
Yeah, I would say definitely the most popular and the most common out there is a aluminum railing system. We have multiple people that provide that. There's different companies that you can go to and partner with, but I see a lot of different black aluminum rails out there. We see cable railing, aluminum with cable railing. So there's a ton of options when it comes to railing.
Yeah, so you've got the aluminum. Trex makes a product called Signature, and that's a clean look. We're getting a lot of exposure in that product. They also have a rod rail product. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so the rod rail product is a good product. It's a little bit different. It's kind of a vertical system that they use, and it looks pretty sleek. So yeah, we've been getting into that a little bit, and we've been also getting a lot of feedback on the glass railing too. So we got multiple options.
Now, as it relates to the glass option, how does that process work? Is that all purchased from Trex, or do you have to get the glass from a different supplier?
So what you do is you get the railing system through Trex or a TimberTech company, and then you'll have to buy the glass sections at a glass company is what I'm seeing.
Yeah, and at Zealand, we can connect those dots and actually source the product for you. It's just that they come from two different sources, and something for you to be aware of. And I think to make that successful, you really have to get the rail section set up and then measure that glass so that it is accurate and it's going to perform at the level you want it to perform at. Is that accurate? That may delay actually a finished complete deck.
Yeah, that's right. So there's a couple brackets too on the glass railing that you have to account for. So usually there's about a 2-inch gap between the post and the actual glass. So you just got to be careful when you're ordering glass to get the right measurements.
Right on. So the decking category is amazing. I know you live it each and every day. You know, before we end the show, CJ, any other trends that you're seeing out there as far as the system is concerned, anything that you feel like our listeners should be aware of in the market as they're maybe looking for putting a new deck on?
Yeah, I think if you go with a composite, go with a decent one that's going to last a while. There's tons of different options that you can do with the railings. Reach out to us. We can help you out with that. And even there's pergolas that they have too. So there's tons of different options in the outdoor living space.
Yeah, pergolas and even furniture that you can add as a complement, even outdoor kitchens. And as I'm kind of thinking this thing through, it's a great opportunity too to share the brand new showroom that's at Zeeland Lumber on 146 East Washington. Check it out. We've got multiple decking displays there. And I know, CJ, that's something that you've been involved with. And it's been great talking with you today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, and thanks to all of our listeners for tuning in each and every week on the At Home Show. It's been great kind of unpacking decking, talking a little bit about Trex, talking a little bit about TimberTech. And we hope that you've enjoyed the content. Have a great weekend, everyone.
The At Home Show has been presented by Zeeland Lumber and Supply. Build trust. Be sure to visit our website at whtc.com, where you can listen or download this and other past programs at your convenience for free in the podcast tab. Join us next week for another edition of the At Home Show on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC, a presentation of Midwest Communications.